What is the great compassion of a bodhisattva?
It is the giving of all accumulated roots of virtue to all human beings.
What is the great joy of a bodhisattva?
It is to be joyful in love and great in giving.
What is the equanimity of the bodhisattva?
It is what benefits both of us.
To what should one resort when terrified by fear of life?
Manjushri, a bodhisattva who is terrified by fear of life, should resort to the magnanimity of the Buddha.
Where should he who wishes to resort to the magnanimity of the Buddha take his stand?
He should stand in the community towards all human beings.
Where should he who wishes to stand in equanimity toward all living beings take his stand?
He should live for the liberation of all living beings.
What should he who wishes to liberate all living beings do?
He should liberate them from their afflictions.
How should he who wishes to eliminate afflictions apply himself?
He should apply himself appropriately.
How should he apply himself to apply himself appropriately?
He should apply himself to consciousness, to the destruction of existence.
What is not produced and what is not destroyed?
Evil is not produced and good is not destroyed.
What is the root of good and evil?
Materiality is the root of good and evil.
What is the root of materiality?
Desire is the root of materiality.
What is the root of desire and attachment?
Unreal construction is the root of desire.
What is the root of unreal construction?
The false concept is its root.
What is the root of a false concept?
Baselessness.
What is the root of baselessness?
Manjushri, when something is baseless, how can it have any root? Therefore, what has any root which is baseless?
Thereupon a certain goddess who lived in the house, having heard this teaching of the Dharma of the great heroic bodhisattvas and being delighted, pleased and overjoyed, manifested herself in a material body and showered the great spiritual heroes, the bodhisattvas and the great disciples with heavenly flowers. When the flowers fell on the body of the bodhisattvas, they fell on the floor, but when they fell on the bodies of the great disciples, they stuck to them and did not fall. The great disciples shook the flowers and even tried to use their magical powers, but still the flowers would not shake off. Then the goddess said to the venerable Shariputra, reverend Shariputra, why do you shake these flowers? Shariputra replied, goddess, these flowers are not proper for religious persons, and so we are trying to shake them off. The goddess said, do not say that, reverend Shariputra, why these flowers are proper indeed, why such flowers that neither construction thought nor discrimination, but the elder Shariputra has both constructive thought and discrimination. Reverend Shariputra, impropriety for one who has renounced the world for the discipline of the rightly taught Dharma consists of constructive thought and discrimination. Yet the elders are full of such thought. One who is without such thought is always proper. Reverend Shariputra, see how these flowers do not stick to the bodies of these great spiritual beings, the bodhisattvas. This is because they have eliminated constructual thoughts and discriminations in the same way that evil spirits have power over fearful men but cannot disturb the fearless, those intimidated by fear of the world. And the power of forms, sounds, senses, and affections which do not disturb those who are free from fear of inherent in the constructive world. Thus these flowers stick to the bodies of those who have not eliminated their instincts or their passions, and do not stick to the bodies of those who have eliminated their instincts. Therefore the flowers do not stick to the bodies of these bodhisattvas. We have abandoned all instincts, then the venerable Shariputra Putra said to the goddess, Goddess, how long have you been in this house? The goddess replied, I have been here as long as the elder has been in liberation. Sariputra said, then you have been in this house for quite some time. The goddess said, has the elder been in liberation for quite some time? That the elder Sariputra fell silent. The goddess continued, Elder, you are foremost of the wise. Why do you not speak now? Answer the question, Sariputra,
since liberation is
inexpressible, goddess, I do not know what to say. All the syllables pronounced by the elder have the nature of liberation. By liberation is neither internal nor external, nor it can be apprehended. Apart from them, likewise, syllables are neither internal nor external, nor can they be apprehended anywhere else than forever. And Sariputra, do not point to liberation by abandoning speech. Why the holy liberation is equality of things. Goddess is not liberation, the freedom from desire, hatred, and folly. Liberation is freedom from desire, hatred, and folly. That is the teaching for the excessively proud of those free or pride are taught. The very nature of desire, hatred, and folly is itself liberation. Excellent, excellent, Goddess, pray what you have attained. You realize that you have such eloquence. I have obtained nothing, Reverend Sariputra. I have no realization. Therefore, I have such eloquence. Whoever thinks I have attained, I have realized this overly proud. The discipline of the well-taught Dharma Goddess, do you belong to the disciple Vedic? The deleteric sage vehicle, or to the great vehicle, I belong to the disciple vehicle. When I teach it to those who need it, I belong to the solitary sage vehicle. When I teach the 12 links of dependent origination to those who need them, and since I never